This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Lots of attention to supply chains of late, most specifically having to do with the vaccines, of course. But a story now about how supply chains, no matter the industry, are everything. The Ford Bronco, as you might have heard, is coming back. A classically rugged SUV from when before the phrase SUV was even a thing, really. But deliveries set for next spring are being delayed as a key supplier is late due, yes, to the pandemic. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
A Ford executive blames a single supplier for the delay in Bronco production, one based in Europe. And like a puzzle, one missing piece ruins everything. Joe McCabe is president of Auto Forecast Solutions, a data firm.
Your understanding is that it's related to the tops.
To make the removable top of the Bronco SUV, it takes special machinery known as tooling. And McCabe says that hardware and the people to run it and test it are in short supply.
Logistically, the manufacturer of the tooling combined with actually making the part to make sure everything's properly tested, getting the part from point A to point B, it's that entire piece.
The delay means Ford has pushed back Bronco deliveries from next spring to next summer. At Auto Trader, analyst Michelle Krebs says the whole industry is nursing this supply chain headache.
Especially out of Mexico, but also out of China and Europe and even here in the U.S. So we have seen products delayed. For instance, the Chevrolet Corvette plant has had to stop production a couple of times.
A lot of factors are in play here. Disease outbreaks at key spots, government lockdowns of factories, and transport delays, all connected to not enough people, engineers, line workers, and truck drivers. Labor market researcher Jim Roby at the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research counts many obstacles for workers.
With childcare and school from home and other things, along with fear of illness and caring for people, have prevented people from coming back to work.
Delays cost money, and McCabe at Auto Forecast Solutions says most costs get absorbed by suppliers, not customers. He says auto companies plan to shorten supply chains in the future, but first, they have to survive. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.